Good morning and welcome back to the final segment of our show this morning. I am your host, Shannon Gray, and it's time now for our weekly update on cattle and beef trends in the spot market. Of course, joining us as he does every Tuesday morning, it is local analyst Ed Serwin. And Ed, let's go ahead and jump right in with boxed beef. What happened there last week?
The daily spot shows boxed beef cattle ended the week on Friday at 203.26, and that was $1.49 higher compared to the previous Friday. And last year, it was 214.73 on the same Friday, and that was about $2.50 higher last year. And this week, the total for the day cattle was 627 loads, and that was about 9% of the total loads sold this week. And the week average choice cattle, that includes all the different types of sales, it was 200.39, and that was $1.02 higher. And there were 7,028 total loads sold for the week, and that was 725 loads lower than the previous week, but still a very good number, over 7,000. And the outfront sales, which get delivered after 3 weeks, there were 1,599 loads, which was 531 loads lower than last week, but still a much bigger volume than the daily spot cutout had. And the exports have reported on the box beef report were 1,120 loads, and that was 629 loads lower compared to the previous week, but still really good number, yeah, above 1,000 loads. And 115 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 1,005 loads were going overseas. And the formula sales, they were 3,347 loads, and that was 17 loads lower than last week, and about 48% of the total loads sold this week. And take a look at the major farmer cuts. The weekly average short chuck farmer was 4 higher, and the round farmer was 2 lower. And the weekly average short rib farmer was steady, and the loin farmer was 3 higher.
All right, so we'll go ahead and move on to feedlot cattle. How'd they do?
The feedlot cattle trades were mostly $1 to $2 higher, and the cash sale volume was higher than the previous week. And the 5-area formula sales volume was 252,000 head, compared to about 261,000 head the previous week. And the 5-area total cash steering heifer volume was 102,950 head, compared to about 99,900 head the previous week. And this week, the national report forward contract cattle harvest was about 31,000 head, and the national report 15 to 30 day delivery was 15,000 head, along with that 11,000 head from the previous week. And now looking at the prices, the weekly weight average cashier price for the 5-area region was 98.66, which was $1.42 higher compared to the previous week. And last year, the same week, it was 113.82, which was only 14 cents higher that week last year. And the current 5-area weight average live formula price was 99.15 this week. And the weight average cash Dressed price was $160.03, and that was $1.93 higher. And the 5-year weighted average formula price was $155.78, and that was 84 cents higher. And the estimated weekly total FIS cow harvest was reported at 638,000 head, compared to 633,000 head the same week last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for weekending July 18th, it was 899 pounds, which was 3 pounds lower compared to the previous week and compared to 866 pounds the same week last year, which was 1 pound higher compared to the previous week last year. And the choice select spread ended the week at $13.37 on Friday, compared to $11.14 the previous week, and a $24.10 spread last year.
And then to round it out, tell us what happened last week with feeder cattle.
We had a typical smaller summer run of feeder cattle with 25,200 head at the test auction, but that was up a little over 2,000 head from the previous week. And the recent good rain in the southern plains helped more active breeding on the lighter weight yearlings and calves available for grazing. But the heavier weight yearlings appear to be topping out now, and the prices were mostly steady to one lower. Taking a look at the bulk of the prices, the 500 to 600 pound steers were 141 to 173, and that was 6 higher. And the 7 to 750 weight steers were 141 to 150, which was 2 higher. And the 8 to 850 weight steers were 132 to 142, and that was steady to 1 lower. And switching over to the heifers, the 5 to 6 weight heifers were 121 to 153, which was 4 higher. And the 7 to 8 weight heifers were 123 to 136, which was steady.
All right, Ed, thank you so much. And remember, if you enjoy the information that Ed Serwin brings us, you can listen to his weekly update on cattle and beef price trends every Tuesday morning right here on the Ag Hour. You know, that's going to do it for today's show. Please go out there and make it a great Tuesday. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director Shannon Gray.